was good to get back out there with the guys and really get a feel for, you know, a new offense, new quarterback.
What about the chemistry that you developed with him quickly?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're referring to that one ball he threw me in the end zone, that was, you know, a hell of a throw. You know, it really was. I'm looking forward to continuing, you know, things like that, those little nuanced things and, you know, getting on the same page with him.
Did it surprise you, or did you know
I knew he had it, but, yeah, it surprised me that he had the confidence, you know, to give me a chance. And, you know, luckily I made the grab, but got to continue to do those things if he's going to have the confidence in me.
Also, that play behind you, they rolled to the other side and threw across the field. And then
another amazing play. I mean, what can you say? You don't practice that type of stuff, really.
Griff, now that you're kind of back and in the lineup now, and with CJ out for considerable future, do you feel like there's more on your plate at the tight end position because, you know, another pass catching option there isn't available?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, in our room, we miss CJ. He brings a lot to the table, you know, in terms of the position. But we're used to, you know, picking up, you know, and stepping up where guys, you know, whether they get injured or cut. So, you know, it's just another day in the office for us.
Ryan, what have you thought about the way this team's bounced back from a really difficult loss?
It shows the, you know, the character of our teams, you know, in the past couple of years since OB has been here, at least, you know, bouncing back after tough loss, so we got to do that again this week.
You were talking about Deshaun. How much has he surprised you so far and what he's been able to do? You can see only so much in practice and then what he's doing out there.
Sure, yeah. He's got to continue this, though. I mean, sure, I'm surprised, and I'm sure a lot of people are, but he's got to continue this up. It's a long season. You know, that was one game, and, you know, we're on to the Titans.
What are some keys to him doing that? Because obviously, other teams are seeing this, and they're going to be looking for ways to slow him down, stop him, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, the coach is doing a great job, giving us a great look at what we're going to see next week and what we anticipate, you know, they're going to do to shut down his abilities. So it's just, you know, preparing each week and getting better.
It's kind of early in the season, but how big a game is this for you guys?
Every game's big, every game. You know, it's a one-game season every week in the NFL, and, you know, that's really the truth. It really is.
Griff, you've been here for several years with OB running the show, but now he's calling the plays again. What's different this time around with OB calling the plays?
You know, he's with us, you know, when the defense is on the field. That's really the biggest difference. Whatever play is called out there, you know, I just do my job on that play. But, you know, having OB there on the sideline when we come off, you know, it was nice. And, you know, we get some feedback from him sometimes.
What do you think?